The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back into the Prentice Alta Coach's Corner. Joined right now by Eagle Coach Chris Lynch. Chris, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Real quickly, I'm going to get into recap the scores again, and we will get right with you. Last night, girls first, Siegel 41, Smyrna 54, beating Siegel. Blackman over Laverne 53-25. Riverdale beats Oakland 63-46. Cascade over MTCS 52-42. Moore County 56, Eagleville 38. Boys side, Siegel 83-72 over Smyrna. Blackman takes care of Laverne 56-48 in what was a very close game right up to the end. Oakland beats Riverdale 49-41. MTCS 59, Cascade 56. And Eagleville Boys 71, Moore County 69. And I'd like to remind everybody that the Cedar Bucket Cafeteria, where we are right now, will be hosting the BCS Championship game Monday, January the 7th, pregame at 6 o'clock. Food, drinks, and fun, $10. All right, let's get into basically, I guess we'll just start with last night's action, Chris. Looks like a pretty tough game against a good Moore County team.
Well, you know, going into the game, we knew it would be tough. Moore County's won, I believe, 14 out of their last 15 games. And they have a player going to Trevecca, Sarah Raby, averaging about, I think she's third in the state in scoring, averaging around 20 points a game. She's very tough to defend because she's very physical inside, has good size, finishes well. And then also she hit two threes last night. And I believe she was two of two. So she's very difficult to defend. Inside and out.
I know that you have, and it's been talked about over and over, how young your team is. No seniors on the team, 10 freshmen. How hard is it to get those girls? I know it's not hard to get them motivated, but to get them to play together and get the chemistry you want.
You know, I don't think it's so hard getting them to play together in the chemistry. It's just, you know, you can only go so long on your size and speed and experience, especially when you don't have any older kids to lean on. Last night we started four freshmen and one sophomore, and I'm pretty sure Moore County started four seniors and one junior. So, you know,
huge difference.
It's a huge difference, and especially, you know, like battling inside and controlling runs, things like that. It's really hard because we'll play really good in stretches, and I like my young group. But you know, it's just hard at times. I know the girls probably get tired of hearing it, and I know we talked about it last night. Our five, she's had some very tough matchups this year, and I said, Chelsea, I know you're tired of hearing us say it, but I said, this girl's really good tonight, and I said, you got to play really hard, and she plays them as hard as we can play them. But, you know, out of the eight teams in our district, us being one of them, so the other seven teams, there's six senior post players, and six of them are good. One of those six is, about two of those six, I believe, are excellent ball players.
Well, I know you've kind of toyed around with different lineups this year. We're sitting here looking at the RC Hoops magazine, which I've put out. When I wrote these articles, it was right around the beginning of the season. I talked to you, and you said you really didn't know who was going to play where yet. So there's some girls that even maybe not even mentioned in the article, which I wrote, who are putting in some big minutes for you right now. I know one of those that didn't get a lot of playing time early, which is now getting some, Cheyenne Knox.
Yeah, Cheyenne has been our leading scorer the last two games, and she brings some very high energy. And she communicates well, and she's just worked her way into playing time. You know, she goes so hard sometimes that it almost hurts her a little bit because she'll get in really easy foul trouble. But she's learned to control that speed and aggressiveness. And last night, the lineup we had in, she got mixed up on Raby, who was guarding her. We had five guards in, and I thought she was probably going to shoot it, and she shot, faked, and took it at Raby and scored on her in the paint.
Took her around her.
That was a pretty good little move by her.
Well, I know we had talked one time out at the Eagles gymnasium. She's a hard girl not to like.
Yeah, she's so likable. She always is smiling, and I made a comment about it yesterday or Thursday in practice. We were doing a shooting drill, and just the way she called for the ball was like, you know, she's smiling, and you just have to like her. She's such a sweet girl, and she works really hard.
Well, let's get into it's been a while, I guess, since you've really played. Well, you guys had started district play earlier. We've been talking to 7AAA, which has just now started district. You've had a few district games already. Last night, another district game. Over the course of the Christmas holidays, though, you played against a Tullahoma team. Tough outing against Tullahoma, but a pretty good team for them.
You know, Tullahoma's they used to not be very good, and this year they're a whole lot better. They're big and they're quick. They're physical. They've beaten Smyrna this year.
I was actually at that game when they beat Smyrna.
They beat Franklin County last night. I mean, they're a whole lot better than they used to be. And I think they beat Laverne this year also. We knew coming in there it was going to be a tough game, and it was everything we thought it would be. So,
what made you go into play the Tullahoma and schedule that instead of possibly playing in a Christmas tournament? Is there a reasoning behind that? I know a lot of people like to get that tournament in during Christmas.
Well, we usually host a Christmas tournament. We've hosted it for probably 15 years. And this year, three of the teams one of the teams that usually comes went to Orlando. And we thought we still had it made with us and Tullahoma and two more, and we were going to do a classic, which it usually is. A team called us and said, hey, would you like to come to our Christmas tournament? We said, no, we're having one. And he said, who's in it? And I told him, he said, no, they're in ours. I talked to them today. So two teams that had committed kind of backed out on us and didn't tell us. So we just kept the one game with Tullahoma. And
so that the Tullahoma game basically was supposed to be in a Christmas tournament.
Yeah, we were supposed to play them, but
not being.
Exactly.
Well, it looks like right now, as we've said, you've got a pretty young team. And they're going to do nothing but get better, especially throughout the rest of the year. And as we've always said, it's all about, in this area, it's all about what you do in the postseason. You get ready to get there, and then you got that district playoff. And how are you going to get the girls ready for that? And do you think that they will be mature enough to start handling that postseason?
Well, you know, hopefully, and our goal all year has been to get better each game. And you know, to be ready at tournament time. And hopefully, you know, we'll get a favorable first-round matchup and have a game that we have a chance of winning. And, you know, hopefully throughout the season, we're not as young as we were early, and go in and knock a team off.
Well, you mature as you go, and experience is a huge key in this game, as you well know. Coming together as a team, the chemistry that you have, and you're probably going to need it come Tuesday night against a pretty tough MTCS team coached by Lynn Berkey.
Yeah. MTCS, that's a crosstown rival, and, you know, Coach Berkey's done a great job over there. So we're going to go in, and I saw where they played Cascade close last night, and they've won some good games, so I know they're going to be tough. I've seen them play several times, and you know, we'll go in and battle as hard as we can against them. And good thing is it's at home, so we try to defend the home court on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you've already gone in and had several district games already. The one win against Fayetteville looked like you guys played pretty well that night. I don't know much about Fayetteville. I haven't seen them play. How do you keep your girls up? I know you've lost several district games already. How do you keep them up and motivated to go back and win the next one?
Well, that's one thing. This team right here, you know, we've lost several big games, and they come in the next day ready to work and improve. And I think it's their mindset. You know, we can't worry about a loss. We have to get better each game. And I feel like they've done a really good job of coming in every day wanting to get better. And you were talking about Fayetteville. They're a very scary team. They're very athletic. They were playing Unionville Community close. I think they were actually leading them in the fourth quarter. And that night they only had five players. And they had a girl foul out at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and it took Community halfway through the fourth to get the lead.
And they finished with four players.
Yeah, they finished with four. The fourth quarter they played four. And it took Community halfway through to get that lead. So, and they hit a three at the buzzer to win by nine. Their point guard's very athletic, and they have a big girl inside that's hard to deal with, and they have a shooter that's been shooting really well. So, and we started down in that game against Fayetteville down 18-3, and came back and won that game. So that was, really good for a young team. And just to kind of tell you about how that, where they match up, Fayetteville beat Richland last week. And Richland and Moore County went into overtime.
Yes,
so depending on matchups and stuff like that. But Fayetteville's a very scary team.
Sounds like right now in your district, on any given night, it's anybody's ball game.
Now, I would say right now Moore County is number one, and Cascade's number two. But I would say anybody in the district on any night, it could be a ball game.
Who do you guys consider your biggest rival in the district?
I don't know.
Is if there is one.
I would say either Chapel Hill Community, Middle Tennessee Christian, or Cascade. You could probably throw Moore County, and the gym was full, full last night.
Pretty much throw the whole district in there and pick one.
But because ever since in the 80s, our district was Chapel Hill, Unionville, Cascade, Middle Tennessee Christian School. So, those four teams, all the fans know each other. It's a big rivalry.
Well, and there's nothing like it either. As you said, your gym was packed last night. It normally is. I know in Eagleville it's a community thing. Shouldn't say community, not as the high school, but as the town of Eagleville comes together. Both in football and basketball, the whole community supports you guys so well, and it's got to be great to look up and see a packed house every night.
Yeah, our gym seats close to 1,800, so to fill it up, it's pretty hard. And last night, there were some seats, but I would say that was a full house. And we also recognized our baseball team from last year being state runner-up, so.
Right.
It was kind of a special night, and Coach Moore came back. It was a nice night, a nice environment to play in.
Well, as we said, you've got Middle Tennessee Christian coming up next week, then Forest, and you also play Central Magnet again. how did that game come about?
Well,
I guess it's a home and home with you guys.
Yeah, we play Central. Their first year, I guess they were having trouble getting games, and they said, hey, do y'all want to play? And our principal said, hey, we need to play them. And I said, okay, so we'll play them. And I guess the principal's been in the same county, said, hey, we need to kind of keep this going. And I'm – Coach Willie's done a great job, and that's been a that's a tough matchup for us. And the girls also get, I've told them, it's going to be a tough game tomorrow. Every game we talk about, it seems like we played a really good team. And then going into Tuesday, MTCS, a really good team. So
there's a lot of good teams in this district.
It is, I heard the show earlier where there's three nationally ranked teams in Middle Tennessee, and that just kind of tells the level of play that we're around.
Well, we're in a hotbed. There's no question for girls basketball right now. And it's getting national attention to some point, because there's they were looking up to see if there had ever been a city or three schools within 10-mile radius that were nationally ranked at the same time, and nobody could find any. I said maybe somewhere like Chicago or a bigger city.
Yeah.
But I still think it would be tough to get within a 10-mile radius.
Yeah, I'd say that's an unbelievable accomplishment for the area, I would say.
Well, for the population we have here and the amount of talent, evidently something is going right, and we've got a lot of good coaches here.
Yeah, that's right.
And you being one.
District 9A, I feel like, has a bunch of good, every night you don't feel like you can out-prep the other coach, because they're going to be well-prepared. And that's the way you really want it. You want it to be competitive every night. And that's what you get. And it also helps in our, when we step into region and sub-state, we've had a team represent state tournament. Since I've been coaching in 10 years, 9 out of the 10 years, we've at least had one team in the state tournament from our district. So, I know the competition's good, and it helps us down the road.
Well, and it's going to continue that way, it looks like right now. It's going to be tough in the district, but good luck to you guys. We're going to have to wrap it up here. I think we've gone over a little bit. Brian may be a little ill with me, but I have enjoyed talking to you. Chris, any final thoughts from you?
No, just appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate you guys coming in here. And everybody that can needs to get out and see those Eagleville Lady Eagles.
That's right.
And support them, because I know the community does as well. Coach Chris Lynch, we're proud to have you here today, and we thank you for being here with us.
All right, appreciate it.
We're going to take a break, and we will be right back with Laverne Coach Kim Francis.